Once again, here on Sunday in the Country, we are joined on the telephone by Willie Hallahan, and that is sportingacause.com, the website that Willie runs. It talks about all the sports-related events that are basically not only sports-related events, but fundraisers in their own right here in our tri-state region. But this week, we also have a special bonus what we're going to talk about. Willie, nice to have you on the line again today.
Thank you, Marshall. Did you get your fill of turkey this week?
I'm a person that loves to cook the turkey. I get a turkey for Jill and I. We split it here at the station, and it takes me about to cook it, from cooking to finish up, when the kitchen's all clean and everything, it takes all about 5.5 hours. And I happen to love that because I used to do it with my grandmother. So I love cooking the turkey and making the stuffing and making the sides more than I actually like eating them.
It's all about the process, right?
Yeah, you could give me a stuffing sandwich with cranberries on it, and I'd be happy.
Everybody loves that.
All right. So let's talk about, first of all, I know we're dwindling down. There's not many things going on, but there are a few things on the yep. Sporting a Cause website.
As you say, the events are becoming fewer this time of year, then they're changing form, but they're interesting and worth talking about. This coming week, Thursday the 29th through Sunday, for 4 days, the Calder Trophy Men's Bonspiel. Bonspiel is a word for a curling competition. It's taking place up at the Connecticut's Ice Box in Norfolk, the Norfolk Curling Club. I guess everybody knows about curling by now because it's been televised during the Winter Olympics for a number of decades now. But if you've never seen it or experienced it live, you need to do this. It's a fundraiser, but the money is raised through the participants. There are 20 teams. They pay to participate, and that's how the fundraiser works. But it's free to go and watch. You can go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. They have a beautiful new facility that they rebuilt after the arson fire. I've been in it. It's gorgeous. You walk into the place, they've got a big fireplace. They've got a bar and a limited luncheon menu. And all around is glass, so you look down on the sheets, they're called. Those are the courts that are used. And you can watch all the action. There will be plenty of people. The one thing about curlers is that they're incredible promoters of their sport. So if you're sitting there watching, wondering what these crazy people are doing with the brushes and everything, you can just ask somebody and they'd be glad to tell you. Perfect opportunity to learn about curling and maybe get involved yourself, because they're always looking for people to join.
It's great, and folks, you're warm. You stay warm when you watch it up there.
Oh, you do. Yeah. If it's cold, it's down on the ice.
Yeah.
But no, you stay. It's good that you brought that up. Yeah, you're warm and comfy. Fireplace going, bar and full bloom.
It reminds me of my dad. My dad was not a golfer, but he said when he would like to go out, he'd go to a golf course, sit in the country club, sit in the bar, drink all day, and he wasn't a drunk. He was a golfer. Well, he was this way. You don't have to go through the cold. You can go there, have a drink, have something to eat, and watch really a unique sport. They really do a great job.
Go home and tell war stories, you never got cold.
That's exactly.
Anyway, I've done it before. I've tried curling, and it's great to play. It's one of those sports you can learn the basics of it very quickly, and then spend the rest of your life trying to get better at it. And the Norfolk Curling Club does great things. They teach curling to physically challenged people. They have a program where they teach people in wheelchairs to curl. It's a great organization, great sport. Promote it enough.
So that Bonspiel runs basically from the 29th through the 2nd of December.
Yep. And you can go to Sporting a Cause to find the exact hours and so forth and location. Then on Saturday, this coming weekend, there's the 36th annual Jingle Bell Run 5K. This is held in Litchfield, the town where so many running events are held throughout the year. It's going to be at the Litchfield Intermediate School. Costumes are encouraged, and prizes are given to best costumes as well as to winners. Christmas trees are the prizes for the winners, and that's put on by the Park and Recreation Commission there in Litchfield, and it's the proceeds go to their programs. And also on next Saturday is the Swassa Ski Swap and Sail. This is I'm wearing two hats here because I'm one of the directors of Swassa. This is a major fundraiser for Swassa and a benefit for the townspeople. We actually changed the name a couple of years ago. It used to be the Swassa Ski and Skate Swap. We changed it to Ski Swap and Sail because a lot of people don't realize that there is a lot of new equipment and clothing offered for sale there as well. It's not just used equipment, although that's a big part of it. And the great thing about this event is that, say you have children whose feet change size about every 3 months, they're outgrowing their ski boots or their skates annually, this is a great place to bring your stuff in to sell it, or a great place to find gently used and often times equipment that you can outfit your child or yourself for a reasonable price. Ski, as we know, downhill skiing, for example, is a hugely expensive sport. You could spend $1,000 probably without too much trouble on a new pair of skis and bindings. Well, if you think that your new car loses value when you drive it off the lot, skis are 10 times worse. You spend all this money on skis, you ski for them on them for a season or two, they're still in very good shape. Their value drops to about $100. Which is bad for the owner, but great for someone looking for decent equipment at a reasonable price. We have figure and hockey skates that sell for as little as $2, $5. Excellent condition ones, like almost not used, for $20. All kinds of bargains there. But there's also, we've had this relationship with a jobber, I guess is what you'd call him. He buys distressed winter sporting equipment throughout the United States, bankruptcies and so forth. And he goes around to places like our ski swap and offers ski equipment, cross-country skis, clothing, parkas, mittens, gloves, hats, goggles, snowshoes, all those things brand new for a hugely discount price. So between the ski swap, the used equipment that people bring in, and the new equipment, I mean, it's you can do your Christmas shopping there if you have sports-related members on your shopping list.
You know, what's great about this is if you're a family of three or four, you literally can save by going to this. You can save literally on a whole family thousands of dollars and help Salisbury Winter Sports Association to boot.
Yeah. Now, another good thing feature is that now, by the way, if you want to sell equipment, if you have people equipment that you want to sell, you bring that in on Friday afternoon evening from 4 to 7. We don't accept any equipment. You know, if you're bringing in stuff to sell on Saturday morning, we just can't do it because it is such a frenetic 3 hours that there's just no way we can accommodate that. When you bring it in on Friday, we talk to you about what you want what price you want to get for your stuff, and we tag everything. We write a fairly lengthy document, really, describing it. If a tag gets separated from the equipment during the process, we have a way to find it, you know, to track it down. But if you want to sell something, bring it in on Friday. And Saturday, the sale is from 8 to 11. There are people standing in line waiting to get in at 8 o'clock. It's a wild time. It's a great time. And then by 11, it's all over. From 11 to 12, you come back and get the money. Because the other thing I needed to add is that if you're selling equipment, you get everything. If you actually sell it, then you get the price that you put on it. We don't take, Swassa doesn't take a cut of that. So if you sell stuff for $100, you get the $100. Where we make money is we get a percentage of the new stuff that's sold, and people donate equipment to us. They say, here, just you know, sell it for whatever you want and take the proceeds. So those are the two ways Swassa benefits. But if you're selling equipment and you're putting prices on it, then you get the full amount that you put on it. And from 11 to 12 on Saturday, in that hour, that's when you're supposed to come back and either pick up your money or your equipment that didn't sell. But we've got it regimented down to this time frame that's worked very well. And by noon, it's all over.
So on Friday, they can drop off, if they want to sell things, drop it off in between 4 and 7.
Yeah, and it's by the way, it's at the Lakeville Hose Company facility. They've been kind enough. They're great friends of SWASO. The stuff that they do for us that I don't think we can ever repay. And one of those things is offering their facility. And they have to move the trucks out and put them elsewhere. I mean, it's a pain for them, but they do sell. They sell breakfast sandwiches and donuts and coffee and hot chocolate that day. So hopefully they get something from it too.
All right. So drop off is for this Friday from 4 till 7, and then the sale itself is a madhouse, but it's really great.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11.
Right.
And you'll wait in line. It's like it used to be when you used to have to go to the Woodland. You have to wait in line, but once you get in,
The wait was worth it.
That's absolutely. Yeah. Now, while we're talking about Salisbury Winter Sports Association, a couple other things. And hopefully you'll be able to make snow. There'll actually be snow. Your junior ski jump camp is coming up on the 28th and 29th.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for bringing that up. This is a bit. This isn't so much of a fundraiser for us, but it's the opportunity to get young people interested in ski jumping, or at least try it out. It's a 2-day clinic. We have Ariel Picton. She's been our coach for the last couple of years. She's a delight. She's great with kids. She's a ski jumper herself. And for 2 days, I think it's a $50 charge, and you get a T-shirt. But you get lunch both days. You get 2 full days of instruction. We ask, hopefully, if the child is a skier, they bring their downhill equipment. You have to have a helmet. You don't need your poles, but you learn the basics of ski jumping in those 2 days. And if you want to continue, about half the kids who try out decide that they like it and want to continue, they can practice and train for the remainder of the winter and even possibly travel if they want to places like Lake Placid and compete against their peers. They start on the 20-meter hill. It's a baby learning hill. But what other sport do you have the opportunity within the same year that you've learned it to travel to, you know, the site of 2 former Olympics and compete? It's great. And SWASA provides, once you've decided you like it and you graduate from your own little downhill skis to jumping skis, we provide the equipment. We provide the skis and the jumpsuits and so forth for So it's not every kid is engaged by the notion of a sport where you leave the ground, but we'll get 40 kids lots of times, which is huge. Yeah. You know, maybe a soccer clinic or a baseball clinic will get 200 kids, but 40 kids to try out ski jumping is huge. And they're not restricted by area. If you're willing to travel, you can come from anywhere and participate.
All right. Now, while we're talking about the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, on Facebook I saw a couple of pictures. You guys have really invested in your facilities for the long term with the building of the ski jump and with your snowmaking equipment. But the latest piece of equipment you have, if NASCAR Dave was in town, I'm telling you, you'd be in trouble because it looks like a beautiful big piece of equipment.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Barker would be thrown under the bus big time by Dave because – Dave has always maligned Kenny for riding around in his heated snow cat and everything. And it was the opposite of that. It was a nightmare to be in. It was 1970 something. It was held together by gum and elastic bands and duct tape, and as basic, you can't hear yourself think inside of it. But out of necessity, we had to purchase a new one this year. That's used, not a brand new one, but new to us. It's very expensive. I think it was like $50-some thousand, but it's state of the art, and it has all the bells and whistles. But the reason its biggest advantage is that it has a winch on it. Our old snowcat could only go part way up a landing hill because it's so steep, and then the rest of the landing to groom the hill, and then the rest of it on up, halfway on up, was human labor. People, you know, shoveling and stomping and everything. Well, with this winch, this new snowcat can go all the way. It can go all the way from top to bottom and then just require hand raking. What that does for us is cuts down on the amount of human labor we need to get the Hill ready. And as I told you before, Marshall, we're an aging group at Swassa, and some of us are getting too old to do that. So any labor, volunteer labor we can save is a big deal for us, and this cat goes a long way towards that.
All right. Well, once again, the ski swap and sale is Saturday from 8 to 11. The drop-off, though, if you've got equipment you want to sell, is on Friday from 4 to 7 at the Lakeville Host Company. The junior ski jump is the 28th and 29th. All information, by the way, on all this Salisbury Winter Sports Association stuff is very easy to get to. Jumpfest.org.
That's right.
Jumpfest.org, and then you can click on the different links there. And, of course, Willie's site itself, sportingacause.com, is where you're going to find so many different events that all relate around fundraising and sports.
Well, thank you, Marco. Marshall, for letting the people know my site. I appreciate it.